Hi, ma'am. Thanks for waiting patiently. Sorry about today's weather messed us up.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you so
Hello.
much. I learn so much every time you have somebody come on. So they kind of answer even my own questions, but here I'll go, and I'll try to do this as best I can. One, this is about, I heard you talk about the engineer last time, about the carotid artery, and he...
Yes, ma'am.
It. And now, after listening about the blood viscosity, and I do go to Dr. Sherman at the clinic, I think I want to have that done. But because of the worrying in my ear, which I've been going, having taken care of at with Dr. Kevin Polson, which the gentleman that called about his neck, he can look him up. He's amazing. His clinic has chiropractic care and decompression for the neck. So just letting you know.
Yay. What city is he in, ma'am?
He is in Bellevue.
Thank you.
I think he's the Pain Institute is the name. And I have gone to several chiropractors to find cervical care. He is the best because he has the model for an entire laser therapy, decompression, gentle rehab for the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And also vibration. You have to go in and do 5 minutes of vibration before you do decompression. Then you do laser therapy and you have rehab. And it's amazing. I've never seen a model like it. And they're going to do another one in Fremont. They're opening another one in Fremont. Just letting you know, because it really, I had 30 visits before my neck. It was off balance, twisted. It's now straight. But I'm still working with the worrying in my ear, which when you talked about the engineer, I thought, okay, the carotid artery. I'm trying to stay everything natural. I started with you in my 20s, Dr. Wright. So,
Hey, we're both older. Guess what?
Yes, we are. And so I've followed you, and I go to your clinic. What I wanted to ask you, and I will go back and talk to Dr. Sherman about this, but I did buy the Super K, and I bought the tocotrienol.
You're close. It's tocotrienols if you want to be technical.
But how long and how much of each could I take, and is it okay if I go and take it now?
Well, the tocotrienols and the vitamin K will not hurt any of us to take. It's weird. You might think that if vitamin K helps the blood to clot better, if you take too much, it would make it clot too much. But there have been studies on that, and it does not do that. So they are safe. But the point is, do you need them? Now, you do know that there are even mobile vans that go around screening people for a carotid clog. And obviously, if they're a mobile van, they can't be that expensive. Have you thought about getting screened to see if there is a problem there? Because the K and the tocotrienols are not as expensive as a patent medicine by any means, but they are in the upper ranking of cost for supplementation.
I do want to do that. I think that would be important. But in the meantime, I thought I would just try this and see if it helps with my worrying of my ear.
Sure. Well, again, those two things are not going to hurt, ma'am. And while we're at it, bonus points, tocotrienols inhibit a lot of cancers, including, of all things, one of the few things that inhibit pancreatic cancers. I know you didn't call about that, but tocotrienols are very, very useful.
Oh, good. And I know at Tahoma Clinic, the nutritionist said, I had the other vitamin E I was taking. She said, make sure that you do not take these two together. And she said, you can take one early in the day and the tocotrienol at another time. So I said, okay. So
yep.
I can.
She's a very bright lady. She knows what she's talking about.
So the Super K, I can just take one each of those, the Super K and tocotrienol, and I can do that once a day. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. And then if you did have the carotid clog and you wanted to copy the engineer, it would be three of each twice a day. And so you'd have a little timing problem to keep them away from the regular vitamin E by at least 4 hours, but at least you could get it done.
Okay, good. Second thing, thank you so much. The second thing is my husband, I'm going to him because I'm advocating for him. He has been diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma of the left lung.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, and he had the PET scan and he's had an MRI, CAT scan, PET scan. Everything is clean everywhere but the lung. So the doctor, the thoracic surgeon said He did a biopsy, and he said that he wants to do another biopsy to now look further, I think, into the lymph area. He went to his pulmonary specialist, a different doctor, and he brought up the x-rays and explained a little bit more to my husband, and he said that he sees there, because what my husband has is an infection. He keeps coughing, and the doctor said that's from the cancer, and then he has the cancer. No one said anything about affecting the infection. The x-rays show it went from two centimeters, it's grown twice in size. But is it the infection or the cancer? So these are my questions. And then, so they wanted to, so the doctor said to him, my husband said, you know what, he called you and he took all these vitamins that were suggested. We went to Tahoma Clinic, and my husband started feeling really, really good. And he started expelling stuff from his lungs. A little bit of blood came out of it, but it actually was just mucusy, bloody, and then it stopped. It stopped doing that, and he felt really good, like really good. So, but this pulmonary specialist, when he told him that, he said, yeah, you'll feel really good with all that, but you'll die of cancer.
Well, the question is, what are they doing about the cancer, ma'am? Right now, anything that's natural that cures cancer has been thoroughly suppressed by the FDA, and I'll shut up about that, but you can read books and books about that. What are they doing about the cancer?
So the cancer is very frustrating. The system is really frustrating. But the cancer, so he's supposed to go back for a biopsy with the thoracic surgeon. And then the next thing is they want to cut out the lower left lobe. And so I felt really bad because of my point of view. I said to my husband, okay, if you follow a cancer diet and da-da-da-da-da, I don't know how you'd treat the infection part. I really don't, other than natural medicine, lots of juicing and all kinds of stuff. But if they cut it out, it scares me because now you've cut it out and he has to heal from that. Does he really eradicate the problem if it comes and decides cancer is going to jump somewhere? You know what I mean? You could just keep cutting somebody.
It's called metastasis, ma'am, and one of the things that Los Federales are trying to get rid of, called 2-methoxyestradiol, it sounds like an estrogen. It is an estrogen, but there's a full review article out there that says it's gender neutral. Gee, the Seattle City Council would love that. It works in men and women is the point. And that one has been found to help stop metastasis. There's some stuff out there also called Pectasol, P-E-C-T-A-S-O-L, that has been shown in research paper after research paper to prevent cancer metastasis. Sounds like you need to be working with a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in this sort of stuff. And we have two of those at Tahoma Clinic. If your husband hasn't seen them already, Dr. John Sherman, Dr. Davis Lampson. Dr. Sherman will be hosting this program 2 out of the 3 next Saturdays. You might call in and speak to him. But you also probably know that this is not a free country when it's healthcare, and that a lot of doctors have decamped to Mexico where they can freely treat people with stuff that works and is safe, but they can't do it here because they haven't got the $2.6 billion to pay for approval. So anyway, you could look into that too, but there definitely are alternatives at the early stages. I'm not telling you one is better than another. I'm just saying they should be looked at. For example, there's a cancer clinic called Hope for Cancer. You put that into your search engine, Hope for Cancer Clinic Mexico, you'll find it. You can read about their stuff. No, I don't work for them. They don't pay me any money, nothing like that.
Okay.
I just know about them. And Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lampson are really the most knowledgeable at our clinic. Now, let's get to that infection because we have a couple callers waiting, and that's the one thing you don't know anything to do about. Here's something that I learned from a pulmonologist at the University of Michigan. I am not kidding you.
Okay.
That man specialized in working with individuals with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he had the lowest rate of rehospitalization among any of his patients compared to all the other pulmonologists, so of course they were mad at him. They were mad at him because he was using potassium iodide for his patients, and that's not a patent medication, and you shouldn't do that. But he was doing that. He was having each of them take 6 drops of potassium iodide a day, and their infection rate went way down. Because potassium iodide is concentrated in the respiratory membranes, and it kills germs, ma'am. It kills germs. Now, if a person's going to do that over a long period of time, they need to work with a doctor who knows how to check the thyroid and make sure it's not being suppressed. But it rarely happens, but it should be checked, of course. So okay. you might talk that over with Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lamson, too.
Okay. Are we jumping the gun by doing the surgery? Do we have time?
I'd take your surgical reports into one of those two doctors and go over that with them.
Okay.
I don't work with, they do work with cancer very well. I don't work with most of them. So all I can give you is a secondary opinion, namely, I think you have time. But I talk it over with the two who work with people with cancer all the time.
Can I ask you one last question?
Really quick.
It's with the catheter. Because of him having the biopsy and everything, he has the catheter in him. He did do the, what is it? It's what you said. Anyway, it's what liposine. He did do the lipozine and the fish oil. The problem is he can't seem to get the catheter out of him and help himself to go to work. He's working with a urology clinic, but I don't know, and he's also taking Flomax. Is there anything we can help him with that at
there
all
are some
to
other...
get him back on track or not?
Yes, there's some things there, and next time I see Dr. Sherman, Dr. Lamson, which will be at a regular doctor's meeting, I'll mention that to them, but I'm sure they know, too. There are some things, but it will take a little while, ma'am, to talk about.
Okay, I will get a hold of Dr. Sherman. Thank you very much.
Yeah, remember, he's hosting this show, huh? Two of the next 3 weekends.
Wonderful.
There you
he's
go.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.